Toronto. Some of the most active companies traded Monday on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Toronto Stock Exchange, 20,477.26, up 138.24 points. Suncor Energy Inc., TSX, SU, Energy, up 71 cents, or 3.16%, to $23.16 on 9.9 million shares. Enbridge Inc., TSX, ENB, Energy, up 46 cents, or 0.95%, to $49.01 on 9.4 million shares. Manulife Financial Corp., TSX, MFC, Financials, up 5 cents, or 0.2%, to $24.98 on 8.6 million shares. Hexo Corp., TSX, Hexo, Healthcare, up 28 cents, or 9.5%, to $3.24 on 6.5 million shares. Great West Leafco Inc., TSX, GWO, Financials, up 10 cents, or 0.25%, to $39.60 on 5.3 million shares. Fortis Inc., TSX, FTS, Utilities, down 55 cents, or 0.94%, to $58.05 on 4.7 million shares. Companies in the news, Trillium Therapeutics Inc., TSX, Trill, up $14.41 or 184.5% to $22.22. Shares in Trillium Therapeutics soared Monday on news it has signed a deal to be bought by Pfizer Inc. in an agreement valued at US$2.26 billion. Under the plan, Pfizer will pay US$18.50 per share in cash for the Mississauga, ONT, based biotechnology company. Trillium is developing treatments to enhance the ability of a patient's immune system to detect and destroy cancer cells. The acquisition follows Pfizer's US$25 million investment in Trillium in September 2020. The deal is subject to customary closing conditions, including approval by a two-thirds majority vote by Trillium shareholders. Rogers Sugar Inc., TSX, RSI, up 3 cents or 0.56% to $5.42. Rogers Sugar Inc. says Mike Walton has been named President and Chief Executive of Rogers Sugar Atlantic Inc., effective October 4. The appointment of Walton comes as John Holliday, the current head of Rogers Sugar Atlantic, plans to retire. Walton is currently Chief Operating Officer of Atlantic and President of its subsidiary, the Maple Treat Corp. Holliday has led the company since 2015. He will remain with Lantic as a strategic advisor to the CEO until April 29, 2022. Rogers Sugar is a holding company that owns Lantic. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 23, 2021. The Canadian Press.